sharing small but powerful daily habits to make you feel good. Each bottle of Yakult is packed with 20 billion friendly bacteria, which increase the lactobacilli and bifidobacteria in the gut. And at magic.co.uk now, there's a chance to win the ultimate wellness bundle, so you can feel on top of the world. Win big with Magic and Yakult. Little bottle, big difference.
Black Friday is Dell Technologies' biggest sale of the year, with up to 30% off along with free shipping. And if you want to be ready for AI, the future is on sale today. Our laptops start from £299, and don't miss limited time deals on selected PCs that make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Black Friday is the best time to upgrade because huge savings start now. Save up to 30% today along with free shipping. Shop now at dell.co.uk/deals.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. Sir Keir Starmer will become the first UK leader to attend Armistice Day commemorations in Paris since 1944. The Prime Minister says he's honoured to stand united with President Macron in tribute to all those who sacrificed their lives in conflict. Yesterday, Remembrance Sunday events took place in towns and cities across the UK. These people were among those remembering loved ones who lost their lives in conflict.
To come here and be together, be surrounded by the military again, see the public that are taking the time out to come and remember, you just feel a sense of pride as well.
I'm so proud of him. It's really weird to try and describe how your dad was from I was 11. So from what I remember, he loved what he did and he was so proud of what he did. So I'm proud of him.
Donald Trump's reportedly urged Russia's president not to escalate the war in Ukraine during a phone call. He apparently also reminded Vladimir Putin of America's sizable military presence in Europe. A manhunt's continuing after a fatal shooting in South London on Sunday morning. One person was killed and two others injured in the incident in Sydenham. World leaders are preparing to arrive at the annual UN climate summit today. A key aim of COP29 in Azerbaijan is to get more cash to poorer countries to help them move away from fossil fuels and better protect them from the impact of climate change. A group of nurses have written to MPs calling on them to back a change in the law on assisted dying. Labour MP Kim Leadbeater's end-of-life bill will be debated in the Commons later this month. Critics say this new legislation is being rushed through, though. And at the MTV European Music Awards in Manchester last night, Rita Ora, who hosted it, paid an emotional tribute to the late Liam Payne.
He had the biggest heart and was always the first person to offer help in any way that he could. He brought so much joy to every room he walked into, and he left such a mark on this world.
The big one up last night was Taylor Swift. She got four awards, including Best Artist, which she's now won a record three times. A dry day for most of us, with finally some sunny spells at times. Chance of the odd shower in coastal areas, highs of 13 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
Charles Nove
on Magic Classical.
Good morning. A quotation for the day. Author Fyodor Dostoevsky, born this day in 1821. One can know a man from his laugh. And if you like a man's laugh before you know anything of him, you may confidently say that he is a good man.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Thank you.
Mendelssohn, for starters, on Magic Classical Breakfast this morning. Midsummer Night's Dream, the scherzo, played by the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra. Bobby McFerrin conducting. And it's 8 minutes past seven. It is Monday. It's the 11th day of the 11th month. You're very welcome. Charles with you for Magic Classical Breakfast, live and direct from the East Midlands. How was your weekend? Satisfactory, I hope. Brief, I know. Yes, this is only to be expected. All good at this end, and I hope at yours. We attended our little village memorial service yesterday morning at 11 o'clock at the village memorial. A good turnout of locals. More people than you think live round. You go, oh, where do you all come from? But yes, we all gathered for a shared purpose, and of course, such gatherings going on, both large and small, up and down the country. Moments of national togetherness, etc. Talking of which, I don't know if you watched the Royal British Legion Festival of Remembrance on the telly on Saturday evening. We did, and I must say, it's always a beautifully put on event, but I thought this year's scaled new heights of artistic endeavour. It just looked and sounded wonderful. As for this morning, onward with questions of the day to come as we get towards 7:30 and 8:30. And screen time coming after 9. And now this is from Wayfinder, music by Gareth Coker, The First Scribe. Music for the video game Wayfinder. It's called The First Scribe. Quick look at the papers this morning. Let's see what's stirring. The Guardian reports Sir Keir Starmer is to join France's President Macron in Paris today for the Armistice Day service in what it calls a pointed show of European solidarity after the re-election of Donald Trump. The Times says Starmer is the first British leader to attend the commemorations in Paris since Winston Churchill in 1944. It says discussions about free trade and Russia's invasion of Ukraine will be on the agenda. Also on the front page, Israel warns its citizens to stay away from events in Britain and other European countries after attacks on football fans in Amsterdam last week. The Telegraph on the Starmer-Macron talks says the two are expected to plot an attempt to thwart Donald Trump's moves to scale back US support for Ukraine. The Mail pictures the King and the Princess of Wales at the Cenotaph yesterday, and below that demands, when will Labour give the forces the funds they need? It says an angry backlash followed a minister admitting that a final boost to the military, a vital boost to the military, may not come within 5 years. The Mail's Scottish edition leads with a row over a government minister being chauffeured to and from football matches at the taxpayers' expense. The Express says Sir Keir Starmer is accused of disrespecting older people by ignoring a petition on cuts to winter fuel payments. The Eye reports officials from the Home Office are underwhelmed by plans to tackle people smuggling gangs. There'll be little impact on channel crossings and reducing illegal immigration, they warn. Demand for the gang's services is not slowing. In the Mirror, remember them always, the headline, looking back to yesterday's Remembrance Sunday events across the country. And there's EastEnders news in the Sun. I say there's EastEnders news in the Sun. Yes, thank you, that'll do. It says a blundering star of the show left top secret scripts behind on the train, revealing Christmas plot spoilers. Oh, no. What do you think could possibly go on in EastEnders at Christmas? Let's think now. EastEnders, Christmas Day. Everybody's going to be happy and shaking hands with each other and exchanging cheers and good wishes. There we are. No. Okay. We shall see. Anyway, those stories and others are doing the rounds today. And now Freddy De Tomaso is going to sing a big song from Tosca. Puccini's Tosca, Il Luce van le Stelle, Stars Were Shining, sung by Freddy De Tomaso. Well, it'll be time soon for Question of the Day, Mark 1, first one for a new week. Ooh, what shall it be? The excitement mounts. Not quite as much excitement mounting, obviously, as the EastEnders Christmas plot spoilers, but, you know, pushing the envelope of excitement. We'll see what Question of the Day Mark 1 has in store for us after some Carl Jenkins on the way in a moment or two.
This is Magic Classical, with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
About for a new SIM-only deal. With O2, you can save £264 on our unlimited data SIM. You could ask the postie, use an enormous magnifying glass. Say a prayer to the Finding Fairy. Or just search O2 Black Friday to find your deal today. O2, see what you can do.
£264 saving achieved by £11 per month discount on the unlimited tariff over 24 months. Ends 11th of December. Eligibility and terms apply.
Benenden Health provides private healthcare for
CEOs.
People in suits.
No, not just them. At £15.50 per employee per month, you can look after even more of your workforce.
Sure, that's the starting price.
No, that is the price.
£15.50. That works.
Join the thousands of businesses already turning to affordable private healthcare. Britain, we've got you. Search Benenden for Business. Benenden Health. Healthcare done different. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
Nipping out to get bin bags.
We've got some.
Well, I better take the dog out.
We don't have a dog.
Okay. The double Big Mac is back at McDonald's.
Right, get the keys.
The double Big Mac and double Big Mac with bacon are here for a limited time. Don't miss it. Available until the 19th of November. Serves after 11 a.m. Subject to availability. Participating restaurants only.
Did someone say up to 75% less than the RRP? This month at TK Maxx, we're taking your favourite TK savings to the max, with even more deals. Maximum savings, maximum brands and maximum style. Everybody knows we bring the best deals all year. And now we're taking things up a notch. Head to your nearest TK Maxx or shop online now.
Get up to 500 free spins on Starburst at maxmillions.com. New players only. £10 minimum deposit. T's and C's apply. 18+. BeGambleAware.org. Play responsibly.
And the impressive Ioniq 5N shows how far the brand has progressed.
Smart speaker. Search Hyundai.
Hyundai. Hairdressing salon did speak.
No, Hyundai.
Hyundai. Abstract sculpture.
No, the car company.
Ah, you mean Hyundai, maker of the award-winning Ioniq 5N and the all-new Insta, their electric city car.
If you think you know our cars and how to say our name, where have you been?
Okay, search Hyundai.
It's the dawn of a new Hyundai.
Live shows, playlists and more from Magic Classical. Say hello to Rayo.
This Black Friday, get 3 months of Virgin Media's smooth, lightning-fast broadband, totally free. From the provider awarded best broadband experience. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that smooth. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Media. See what you can do. New customers, Virgin Fiber areas. User speed a month, four price depends on package choice. GWS award comparing major UK providers' average performance scores. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
M62 away from Leeds at Lofthouse. That's the M1 turning. There's a broken down vehicle where you're down to one lane past the scene. The M60 is a little heavier than usual coming through on that clockwise side towards Stockport from Oldham, made worse because of an accident at Junction 1. Ken's the M20 London bound. There's a tyre change before 8 at Leeds Castle. Two lanes are shut at Darford Tunnel. That's affecting the M25 from Darren's. That's the latest. There's more on our website.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
By Carl Jenkins, named after the great architect Andrea Palladio. It was the first movement of Palladio, played by the London Philharmonic Strings. Time for question of the day, Mark 1. First one for the new week goes as follows. The mayor of Magic Town books a taxi to Elf Town and back again. Halfway to Elf Town, he stops to pick up a friend, who then accompanies him for the rest of the outward journey and back to Magic Town. Strict expenses rules mean the friend must pay a fair share of the cost. The whole transport bill is £200. How much should the friend pay? Details again. The mayor of Magic Town books a taxi to Elf Town and back again. Halfway to Elf Town, he stops to pick up a friend, who then accompanies him for the rest of the outward journey, and back to Magic Town. Strict expenses rules mean the friend must pay a fair share of the cost. Whole transport bill, £200. How much should the friend be paying? As ever, all suggestions welcome. No answer too daft. All prizes completely and utterly imaginary. By text 61054, starting your message with the word classical. By email, it's charles@magic.co.uk. We'll see what we think of it all this side of 8 o'clock. Now, Thibaut Garcia and his guitar. Thank you. Debo Garcia playing La Comparsita. Just gone 7:30. Headlines this morning. Sir Keir Starmer will mark Armistice Day at a ceremony in Paris later. He's believed to be the first UK Prime Minister to have attended these commemorations since Winston Churchill went in 1944. Donald Trump has reportedly urged Vladimir Putin not to escalate the war in Ukraine. The two are said to have spoken on Thursday, shortly after Mr. Trump was re-elected for a second time as US president. World leaders will be arriving at the annual UN Climate Summit. A key aim of COP29 in Azerbaijan is to get more cash to poorer countries to help them move away from fossil fuels and better protect them from the impact of climate change. Weather turning mostly dry and bright, though some cloud hanging stubbornly around Scotland today. Question of the day, Mark 1 today. The mayor of Magic Town books a taxi to Elftown and back again. Halfway to Elftown, he stops to pick up a friend, don't ask, who then accompanies him for the rest of the outward journey and back to Magic Town. Again, don't ask. Strict expenses rules mean the friend must pay a fair share of the cost. The whole transport bill is £200. How much should the friend pay? Text is 61054, starting your message with the word classical, by email charles@magic.co.uk. Sorted out before 8. Now some Bizet from La Lesienne, Act 2. Trois mélodrames. We're getting melodramatic. Okay. Here we go. It was a kind of restrained melodrama, wasn't it? But then, you know, if it's hysteria all the way, then it wouldn't be. We wouldn't know, would we? Wouldn't tell the difference when it got all exciting, like that. Yeah, like that. Still wondering what the Christmas spoilers are that have got revealed. Just in case you're waking up late to this, according to the Sun, somebody from the EastEnders cast has managed to leave their script on the train. And it gives away all sorts of things. I know how we'll cope with the tension and excitement. Anybody's guess, really. But we must be brave. Wandering onwards into Monday. Bravery all the way, with some Scott Joplin all the way, too. That'll be along in a minute or two.
Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Hello, it's Penny Smith. When it comes to a stroke, there are no rules. Meet Ruth, mum to Naomi, who survived a stroke at just 8.
What does that mean? What does that mean for her? as a young child who now couldn't move her right hand side. She couldn't speak. She couldn't talk. She couldn't eat. Where is this going to lead us? Where are we going to go? And we were just very much in a state of shock, is how I would best describe it.
Every day in the UK, 240 people wake up to the life-changing impact of a stroke. Visit the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk to hear real-life stories.
Magic Classical. Working with the Stroke Association.
Be free from the provider awarded best broadband experience. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Media. See what you can do. New customers. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed a month. Four price depends on package choice. GWS award comparing major UK providers' average performance scores. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Seconds. That's the difference between life and death. I've seen it firsthand. In Gaza, in Syria, in Sudan. I'm Javed Abdelmonem, a doctor with Médecins Sans Frontières. As conflicts continue to spread across the world, it's crucial we can act fast. As an MSF doctor, I may need to stop life-threatening bleeding, treat gunshot wounds, or care for blast victims, all in a matter of seconds. That's why, at Médecins Sans Frontières, we don't waste any time. We're working in more conflict zones than you may be aware of, giving everything to give people a chance. Just £30 will keep our life-saving work going. Please help us save more lives. Because with trauma care, every second counts. You can buy us vital time. Please give just £30. Search MSF Doctor or call 0800 055 7979. That's 0800 055 7979. Thank you.
Happy holidays, everyone. Spoil all your loved ones for less at TK Maxx with big brand gifts literally everyone will love. From the big Prezi to stocking fillers and everything in between. Get the whole list for up to 60% less than the RRP. Big gifts, small prices. In-store and online now at TK Maxx.
Here at Magic, we're already getting the sparkle and glitter ready. And this year, Morrisons are celebrating all you amazing Christmas hosts. Here's Emma B.
Christmas is most definitely my favourite time of year. The eldest comes home from uni. We all sit around eating loads of cheese and watching great movies. It's what Christmas is all about.
Head to Morrisons to find premium fresh British meat and produce. Everything you need to host. And over at magic.co.uk, you can win a £200 Morrisons e-gift card and food hamper to help you host the best Christmas yet. There's more reasons to shop at Morrisons.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Thank you. Penny Smith here, reporting for duty at 10 a.m. Everything shipshape and Bristol fashion, buttons all polished and waiting to be pressed to reveal a cargo of the finest tunes around. There's a lion in there, some fishers of pearls, and a superhero snapped into their lycra. Charles Nove was not involved. See you at 10 or any time on Rayo.
Et Eurydice by Gluck, the Dance of the Furies with the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra, conducted by Horst Foster. We'll sort out question of the day, Mark 1, and the dubious-sounding taxi journey. in just a moment or two. Sean Sheba and his guitar, first of all, bringing us music by Augustin Barrios from La Cathedrale. Let's just resolve question of the day, Mark 1. The mayor of Magic Town and his taxi ride to Elftown and back again. Halfway to Elftown, he stops to pick up a friend, who then accompanies him for the rest of the outward journey and back to Magic Town. Strict expenses rules mean the friend must pay a fair share of the cost. The whole transport bill, £200. How much should the friend pay? What do we have to say? Oh, Guy, the chauffeur, who probably knows a thing or two about this, says... No, it's all right, Guy. I'm not suggesting you were the driver on the day. It's okay. But I just think you might know how this model works. I think it's £75, says Guy. Have a fabulous Monday. Is there strength in numbers in that direction? Annabelle's in a cloudy Cornwall, says, I think the mayor should pay £114.28. And the friend should pay £85.71. But as that only comes to £199.99, they'd have to decide who pays the extra penny. Or I could be completely wrong. Ah. Well, you see, we don't do completely wrong here, just the variable shades of right. Phew. George, the mathematical dashand last seen near Cardiff, says the friend, is it Elfie, trying unsuccessfully to get a free lift, should pay £75 as it's half of three quarters of the journey. Have a spiffing day. Well, that sounds very logical. Lainey from Oakham. Morning, Lainey. Says, oh, it's been a long time. It has, yes. We've been listening, but we haven't managed to respond due to inability or laziness. Both acceptable excuses. But this is the second mathematical question we've been able to answer, so what's going on? I admit I prefer the wordy ones, but I think I've solved this one. Surely the friend paid three quarters of the journey, making it £75, or is that too simple? Anyway, keep up the good work. We can't start our day without you. And I can't start my day without you. So it's fair. It's a bit tricky, this one, as I'm not sure, says John, whether a tip is involved. But with a wild stab in the dark, may I suggest £75, but it wasn't paid without some disagreement from the friend over the exorbitant charge and whether the driver's insurance covered paying passengers. Oh, hire and reward. Tricky area. His share comes to £75, says another John, although I'm intrigued to know what could have enticed the two of them to indulge themselves so extravagantly. What's wrong with the bus, for goodness sake? A very valid question. I think there are more questions than answers in this whole affair. Oh, don't mention the word affair. It says £75 on the sheet of power. Marvellous. Well done. Question of the day, Mark 2, in about half an hour. Now, at the piano, Anne Dudley. and is called Crossing the Bar. Written and played by Anne Dudley. Monday morning with Magic Classical. News update for 8 o'clock on the way. And then the music continues with Luciano Pavarotti lined up to sing.
Magic Classical, the home of Penny Smith. Here every weekday morning from 10 and working with the Stroke Association.
Join me every day for the Penny for Your Thoughts brain teaser, the quiz of the day, and the Magic Classical listener in residence is going to share some of their favourite tunes across the working week. Also, I chat to some of the biggest names in the world of arts and entertainment.
Penny Smith on Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association, providing support for all stroke survivors for as long as it takes. Learn more at magic.co.uk.
Did someone say up to 75% less than the RRP? This month at TK Maxx, we're taking your favourite TK savings to the max, with even more deals. Maximum savings, maximum brands and maximum style. Everybody knows we bring the best deals all year. And now we're taking things up a notch. Head to your nearest TK Maxx or shop online now.
Ah, the unassuming office coffee machine. It's where you go to get a brew. It's a pick-me-up for some, a place to catch up for others, and a gateway to steal all your business data for hackers. You see, hackers can strike from anywhere, even a smart coffee machine. BT Cybersecurity keeps your business protected. Search BT's Got Your Back to find out more. BT means business.
And the impressive Ioniq 5N shows how far the brand has progressed.
Smart speaker. Search Hyundai.
Hyundai. Hairdressing salon did speak.
No, Hyundai.
Hyundai. Abstract sculpture.
No, the car company.
Ah, you mean Hyundai, maker of the award-winning Ioniq 5N and the all-new Insta, their electric city car.
If you think you know our cars and how to say our name, where have you been?
Okay, search Hyundai.
It's the dawn of a new Hyundai.
Cathay Pacific has been crowned the world's best economy class airline. And we'll be the first to admit we did make the awards judges very comfortable. Yes, they were provided ample food and drink. And sure, they were given advanced access to the latest film releases. We may have also offered them hot towels. Because this Skytrax airline award was voted for by passengers. Like you. Cathay Pacific. Move beyond.
It's 2024. We can use robots to clean our flats. Order Kung Pao Chicken with our watches. And, hey, play my tune.
Playing your playlist.
And now there's a better way to do energy. With OVO's free energy savings account, Beyond, you could save cash today and bank greener rewards for tomorrow. Now that's a first. Search OVO Beyond. Discounts include bill savings by using energy at greener times. Smart meter required. For terms and eligibility, search OVO Beyond.
Need more workwear? Well, Screwfix now has even more choice with a bigger range, more brands and more sizes. Need more options? Get the perfect fit with shoe sizes from 2.5 up to 16 and clothes sizes from extra small to 4XL. More brands? We've got big names you love like Hunter, Puma and Dickies. Want even more? We've got new wellies, safety wear and workwear from Muck, Timberland Cat and much more. Shop more on the app, online or in-store at Screwfix.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. Sir Keir Starmer will mark Armistice Day at a ceremony in Paris later. He's believed to be the first UK Prime Minister to have attended these commemorations since Winston Churchill in 1944. Well, yesterday, Remembrance Sunday events took place in towns and cities across the UK. Rob Shenton is from Staffordshire. He spent 25 years in the forces and served in places like Bosnia and Afghanistan. He says a lot comes flooding back at this time of year.
Very mixed emotions. Sometimes it brings a tear to my eye, and sometimes a smile when we think of the good times that we had together. Most people spend their life wondering if they made a difference with their life. I would suggest that anyone who served in the armed forces probably doesn't need to answer that question.
Donald Trump's reportedly urged Vladimir Putin not to escalate the war in Ukraine. The two men are said to have had a conversation on Thursday, shortly after Mr. Trump was re-elected as US president. Trump's previously claimed he could end the war in Ukraine within a day. A manhunt's continuing following a shooting in South London yesterday, which left one man dead and two other people injured. The Met said the incident in Sydenham was a senseless act of violence. The Labour MP pushing for the legalisation of assisted dying in England and Wales says her proposals will feature the strictest protections of any law in the world. Kim Leadbeater's end-of-life bill will be debated in the Commons later this month. Critics say this new legislation is being rushed through, though. World leaders are preparing to arrive at the annual UN Climate Summit. A key aim of COP29 in Azerbaijan is to get more cash to poorer countries to help them move away from fossil